So you really so
no, it's still loading.
Okay.
Time.
I vote for a moratorium on nightly rentals.
You have that back.
Dave, I'll just have to keep checking it. It's not Rosemary or something they showed me today.
It's not that big a deal. It's just an extra recording.
Okay.
And we'll just move forward and I'll look at it.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and start then.
Okay. All right. Call the meeting to order. Tuesday, October 10th meeting of the Taney County Planning and Zoning. Scott, would you want to establish a quorum for us?
Hey, we're going here. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudell. Steve Adams. Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Hello.
And Randy Hayes.
Here.
Okay, you've got a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Would you explain the meeting procedures, please?
It's working. I'd like to welcome you to the October 10th, 2017 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division III permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the October 16th, which is next Monday, Planning Commission regular meeting, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. We're going to do things just a little bit different as we're having the concept and the public hearing meeting in the same night. So we will go through these one at a time, and we'll take them one at a time right down. And when your time comes, we'll call your name to speak on the project that you want to speak. There's a lot of things to go through here tonight, so let's try to avoid too much repetition on things. If the point has been made, the point is made, and we don't have to have it pounded in our heads, I don't think. Maybe you do. But anyway, the first concept is on the Bender Retirement Home. Scott?
This is case number 1723, Bender Retirement Home, Harold Bender. Our location, it's way over here along the Stone County line. If you can see right on Table Rock. We'll zoom in a little bit per location. Applicant seeking approval of a special use permit for the ability to nightly rent a future six-bedroom retirement home. They're just kind of a little concept of it. Happy Hollow Road goes along. It's that triangular shape. Of course, Stone County's here. Let's see. So if you guys want to move on, we can move into the public hearing if the applicant wants to come up.
The only one that has signed up is Harold Bender, and if you would come forward.
And I'll go through a little public hearing and a little more depth
of
the information.
This is a public hearing on your project.
Per the assessor's information, Lot 17 is located in the Williams Point subdivision. Lot 17 is approximately 1.25 acres in size. The applicant is planning to build a six-bedroom single-family home. The property will be served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system. We know the definition of nightly rental, development guidance codes, the maximum occupancy. With his six-bedroom home, he would have the maximum occupancy rental of 14 occupants. These are some pictometry views. He's estimating the start of the building project in the summer of 2018. We're looking from the south this direction. A little bit zoomed in, close concept. If I go too fast, guys, let me know. The lot to the south currently has the wastewater plant located on it for development south of the lot. The property to the west is Stone County, and it appears to be vacant property. We don't know because we don't have their GIS. And the east property line borders Happy Hollow Road and Table Rock Lake. So no buffering will be required per Appendix H, Section 6. Just continuing with the views. This one's from the west. With the number of occupancy, you have a certain amount of parking, so with the total occupancy of 14, he'll be required to have seven parking spaces. The project received a final score of 4 on the policy checklist. We've got quite a lengthy staff recommendations for all the nightly rental special use permits, so I'll read through this one completely. And then I'll just highlight the differences. Some of them have a couple differences, if that's all right, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1723, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be the Bender Retirement Home Nightly Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued, and as applicable, is specific to an approved development plan and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Three, the permit does not constitute a land use change and is not, therefore, tied to the property. That is, it does not transfer as part of the property sale or ownership change. Four, the property where a special use permit is granted shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Five, if the conditions and restrictions of a special use permit are not complied with, the permit can be revoked by administrative decision. If the permit has been revoked, it can be reinstated only by Planning Commission through the Division 3 process. Six, if the special use permit is not executed within a one-year period from the date of the approval or is discontinued for a period of 1 year or greater, it shall be considered abandoned and no longer executable. Seven, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District and all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 8. The Bender Retirement Home Nightly Rental shall accommodate or sleep no more than 14 persons. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 9. One off-street parking space shall be provided for each 2 persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. Thus, a total of 7 parking spaces will be required. Inability to provide required off-street parking will reduce the permitted occupancy. Nightly rental occupant vehicles are to be parked on the resident's property or in an overflow parking area if available and not on a roadside. 10. The management company or a waste collection provider shall provide weekly solid waste collection during all the months that the nightly rental is available for rent. 11. The Bender Retirement Home nightly rental shall contain a minimum of one operable fire extinguisher, operable smoke alarms, and operable carbon monoxide alarms in compliance with the local fire district regulations where applicable. 12. A certificate of compliance or a C of C must be issued for each nightly rental special use permit certifying that the structure or its or use is in compliance with all applicable Taney County Development Guidance Code provisions and all permit requirements. 13. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license or sales tax number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 14. The Bender Retirement Home nightly rental shall be posted within 5 feet of the main entrance of the dwelling unit, both on the inside and on the outside, containing the following information. A. The name and telephone number of local representative. B. The name and address of owner. C. The contact information for the Planning Department and Sheriff's Department office in Taney County. D. The maximum occupancy permitted. E. The name and telephone number of all local emergency personnel, police, fire, and medical personnel. F. The number of off-street parking spaces provided on the property and the maximum number of nightly rental occupants vehicles allowed to be parked on the property. G. The solid waste disposal collection day if provided by a solid waste company. 15. The owner of the property shall designate a local representative. The local representative shall be available on a 24-hour basis, 7 days per week. The local representative may be the owner, a property manager, company representative, agent, designee, or other person employed, authorized, or engaged by the owner to manage, rent, or supervise the nightly rental. The local representative shall maintain a residence or permanent place of business within either Taney County or the counties adjoining Taney County and shall be available on a 24-hour basis, 7 days per week. Change of local representative. A. The local representative may be changed by the owner from time to time throughout the term of the permit. By the owner, filing a revised permit application that includes the name, address, telephone number of the new local representative. Failure to notify the county of a change in the local representative constitutes a violation pursuant to Section 3.10 and may also lead to the revocation of the special use permit. Complaints. B. The local representative must be authorized by the owner to respond to questions or concerns from the occupants or neighbors. The local representative shall serve as the initial contact person if there are questions or complaints regarding the operation of the property as a nightly rental. The local representative must respond to those complaints in a timely manner to ensure the use of the property complies with the standards for nightly rental occupancy, as well as other pertinent county code requirements pertaining to noise, disturbances, or nuisances, as well as state law pertaining to the consumption of alcohol or the use of illegal drugs. Availability. C. If the Taney County Sheriff's Department is not able to contact the local representative in a timely manner twice during a 12-month period, this shall be considered a violation pursuant to Section 3.10 and may also lead to a revocation of the special use permit. 16. A buffer shall be established between any structures utilized for nightly rental and any existing residential land use meeting the requirements of Appendix H, Section 6. 17. Taney County assumes no responsibility for the operation of the site and owner's covenants and agrees to hold Taney County harmless for any injury or damage which may occur or whatever type or nature as the result of the nightly operation of the nightly rental. Owner shall maintain appropriate liability insurance for the nightly rental. 18. A Division II permit will be required before construction begins. 19. This decision is subject to all existing easements and 20. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.